I feel proud to be acting more mature than Lucinda, but the truth is, I'm just as sad even if I'm not showing it. After supper, I try tidying my room to make myself feel better. But when I empty the contents of Carla's school bag on my bed, her neatly sharpened pencils, her notebooks with pictures of kittens tangled in balls of yarn, her funny eraser that she got for winning the recitation contest on Independence Day last February, I feel the sadness stir up again like a storm inside me. There's no way I'll be able to use my cousin's supplies. I pack everything back in her bag and stick it in my closet, or so I think. A little later, I crawl into bed and jump right back out. I felt something hard, a cockroach or scorpion under the covers. But when Chucha draws back the sheets, we find the eraser in the shape of the Dominican Republic.
Okay, let's look back at what happened in this chapter. We met the main character and narrator, a young Dominican girl. Her name is Anita, but her parents sometimes call her Cotorita, which means little parrot, I think, because she likes to talk a lot. It's the 1950s, and Anita lives in the Dominican Republic with her parents, her older sister and brother, and a kind of nutty-sounding maid called Chucha, who sleeps in a coffin and wears only purple. Their house is on this big plot of land with several other houses where Anita's grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins used to live. But now, all of those relatives have moved to New York City, and only Anita's family is left behind. Her cousins, the Garcias, were the last to go, and Anita knows she's really going to miss them. I'm not sure yet why everyone had to move, but I think it's because of trouble with El Jefe, the dictator of the Dominican Republic. Chucha says that Anita won't see her relatives again until she is free, and I think that might mean until El Jefe is no longer in charge. Her father says he has to stay behind to run the family business. But if all of his relatives had to run for their lives, isn't he probably in danger too? Let's go on to chapter 2 on page 13.